Overshadowed by COVID-19, a forgotten epidemic is emerging in the Pacific. Tuberculosis is one of the world's oldest and deadliest infectious diseases. Dr. Hemant Bogati works for Doctors Without Borders in Port Moresby, the capital of Papua New Guinea.
A lot of focus has gone to COVID. Even the funding has gone to COVID, and disease such as tuberculosis has been left behind.
Dr. Bogati says a new threat is emerging in Papua New Guinea, drug-resistant strains that defy conventional treatment, known as MDR-TB.
This drug-resistant tuberculosis or multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis is rising rapidly. The globally MDR-TB patients have a treatment success rate of less than 50%, and the cost of treatment is 100 times more.
Tuberculosis, or TB, is a bacterial disease that attacks the lungs. Worldwide, it killed 1.5 million people last year, more than any other infectious disease, except for COVID-19. For the first time since 2005, there has been a year-on-year increase in the number of people dying from TB across the globe. Infectious disease expert Dr. Ben Murray says COVID-19 has been a huge setback for TB control efforts.
We're still due to uncover the full impact of COVID on global tuberculosis rates. We know that TB was the number one infectious disease killer on the planet before COVID arrived.
Tuberculosis thrives in overcrowded areas and is linked to poor living standards. The Pacific is home to some of the highest rates of tuberculosis in the world. The Marshall Islands have the 8th highest incidence of tuberculosis in the world. Papua New Guinea has the 10th highest, and Kiribati has the 12th highest. Dr. Jeremy Hill is leading a project to track and treat tuberculosis in Tarawa, the capital of Kiribati.
Individuals who have TB, like the individuals who get severe COVID, I mean, it's horrendous. That's the other thing in terms of impact on the population.
Through the use of population-wide screening, Dr. Murray says there is a huge opportunity to stamp out TB in places such as Kiribati. And while drug-resistant TB is not yet a widespread problem outside Papua New Guinea, Dr. Murray says it is crucial to remain vigilant.
In PNG already, we have seen the emergence and spread of highly drug-resistant TB strains. The same can happen in other Pacific locations. That would be a catastrophe for TB control because these countries are not prepared